stop taking photographs of me.
I like taking photos of you because you always pose in such a ridiculous way. And I look at them and think, that is the BBC's top talent here in Northern Ireland. Sorry. A man that's never off the radio
you nearly,
or TV.
You nearly said top table there and I would have to
no.
remind
that?
You that is a trademark of a very successful show.
Let's talk more about you.
It'll be back in September.
Will it be back in September?
It will be back in September.
Oh dear, I can't wait for that. What about Nolan Live?
That was a good show. Nolan Live is coming back. What is this now? May. Nolan Live's coming back in
when
September.
When are you being rested again? I think you should
I'm
be rested. I could do Nolan Live for you instead.
You could. Crawley says the same thing, but you just both don't have it.
What?
I keep on telling you about this magic dust.
What is it that you have that we
magic
don't?
Dust.
Magic dust. Is
yes.
that what you're calling it?
I sprinkle magic dust over uh-huh. the television and screen.
I make them shout. That's good TV. That was good. That's good TV. Yes. Rah, 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 rah. Good TV. Give me an award and another check.
Yes, you're starting to annoy me. Patricia in Castle Wellan. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is that Stephen?
It is, Patricia. How are you doing?
Not too bad. How
good stuff.
You? Stephen, you're asking about a nice wee place to go,
yes.
Ireland or anywhere in Ireland.
I'm going to leave here on Friday at 10:30, Patricia.
Well, if you went to Lough Derg for the day, but there's only today would have been a day to go, and the next time for one day, a quiet day as I'm talking about.
Lough Derg?
Yes.
Where's Lough Derg?
Well, you could leave Belfast and go in 2 hours. But you'd have to go over then on a boat, and that takes you about 5-10 minutes from.
Well.
And it's a lovely island.
I'm going to bring a tent.
No, no, you don't need that.
No,
what
I want
this nonsense.
I want to get close to nature.
You're going to bring a tent.
Well,
yes.
That'll be as close to nature as you'll get is on that island.
I need a man to pitch my tent.
We maybe need to send you off on like a Bear Grylls.
Well,
it's a Monday morning. It's too early for this nonsense.
Yes, it would be early, but you could find out more about it.
Patricia, I know you're 81.
You don't announce her age on air. That's extremely rude. Patricia, I am sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Patricia, would you come and pitch my tent for me?
No, I wouldn't. I would have a job, wouldn't I?
Yes, you would, Patricia.
Stephen, all I'm saying is you would enjoy it. There's a three-day, there is a pilgrimage to it, but there is a retreat.
Pilgrimage?
One day, Stephen. And honestly, it's beautiful.
A pilgrimage? We're going to meet Father Brian Darcy on the way now.
No, but honestly, it's a lovely day. It can be a family day or a quiet day. Yes, and you would have... It's when you go and spend a part of everyday life that we have the chance to establish.
Yes.
On what really matters. And
yes.
On a locked door.
Absolutely.
And peaceful, gentle silence.
Well, I've decided even if I go to a nice hotel, because I'm going to eat in the nice hotel.
Oh, yes. Well, you get...
But I've decided I'm going to camp outside on the grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you can get your tea and scones and that.
And look up at the stars. This is what I'm going to do this weekend.
This is utter nonsense. He's not going to do anything. He'll sit in his house in his pants watching TV and eating what?
No, I will not. I will not. I'm making a point. I am making a point. You will see me on Friday.
No,
I'll
I will
be in
not.
Here.
I'll be nowhere near you.
I will be in here in my little shorts.
Well, I think sometime, another time... for Lough Derg. Okay.
Patricia, I quite like you. You must come back on again.
Bye bye, Stephen.
Bye bye, Patricia.
Enjoy your programme.
Thank you very much. Bye bye. It was a deeply inappropriate conversation with an 81 year old.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sharon, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay today, I think. Well, that was Sharon. Here's Bobby.
Sorry.
Sorry, Sharon, he wants you to do his job for him and he wants you to interview yourself.
That's great.
Good morning, Sharon. Let's start again. We'll start again. Let's pretend we haven't spoken. Hold on a minute.
Okay, no problem.
Here's Sharon. Good morning, Sharon.
Hi, Stephen. How are you this
good morning? I'm fine, thank you.
That's great. Well, the best place to go for a nice, relaxing place would be Malahide. Just down outside Dublin.
Malahide.
Beautiful place.
Yes.
Gorgeous wee town. Overlooking the beach. There's your hotels overlooking the beach. Beautiful wee town. Plenty of bars and plenty of restaurants in it.
Does Roland Keating live close to there?
He does, yes. He just lives up the road from it. just near Malahide Castle.
Are you a fan of Ronan Keating, are you?
Well, I used to be.
Well, what happened?
I'm just a wee bit older now.
What about you, Stephen?
What?
Are you a fan?
What?
I just wonder why you asked.
I'd be a fan of Westlife and Boyzone. And...
I do like a bit of Westlife and a bit of Boyzone.
What do you call him? Harry? What do you call him? Styles?
Oh, no, no.
One Direction.
No. One Direction.
No, this is now nonsense.
Young. He's too young.
I could answer that.
You have to go to Malahide.
Sean, thank you. Trevor Lisburn. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Stephen. A good suggestion.
Yes?
If you're looking for a nice hotel, the Killyhevelin at Enniskillen, and you've got the Enniskillen Lakes on your doorstep.
I've never been to the lakes.
I mean, no. It's well worth another place, if you haven't been. Have you ever been to the Giant's Causeway?
Well, Vinnie and I, a number of years ago, had an attempt to go to the...
What
Giant's
happened
Causeway.
Was he drove there and he drives like a complete idiot about 30 mile an hour up the motorway, right? And halfway there, he got tired. So he pulled into a lay-by in the middle of nowhere, refused to move, reclined his seat the entire way back and went to sleep. And he was there
if
for
a policeman
about
hadn't
half
looked
hour.
In the window, we would have got arrested.
Well, let me say, that's two suggestions. Killyhevelin and Enniskillen, Lake District on your doorstep. Alternative is stay in the Bush Mills Inn Hotel, which is only about 5 miles from the Giant's Causeway, and have a few days there.
We took him to the rope bridge as well, and you know there's a walk of about a mile from your car.
That's
and
right.
He wouldn't get out of the, he got out of the car and then
absolutely
he wouldn't
not.
Go any further than about...
It should be a little kind of...
Halfway down the walk and he sat on a seat. It was like trying to walk a donkey that didn't want to go anywhere and refused to go any further.
Yes, there should be a taxi or something.
Okay, see. Anyway, enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Trevor.
Bye-do. Bye.
Good morning. You can see that the people are getting interested in this. Where I'm going to go.
No, they're
the
not.
The other thing is, I think, I'm wondering, should I go on my own or should I...
Well, who would you take with you?
Certainly not who you think. Jim and Derry, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I think I'm going through some type of midlife crisis again.
I think, yeah. Well, listen, Stephen, I can see in you two are lovely.
Do you know what I did yesterday? And again, this is not a word of a lie. I went out.
This will be nonsense.
This is about. It's not.
It is nonsense.
About 7 a.m. yesterday morning, I walked out in just my boxer shorts, and I started staring at these plants, Jim. Honestly, and I was kind of thinking, well, those pink ones are too close to the yellow ones, and all of this. What is happening to me, Jim?
Well, you just must be in a Prince Charles moment. Did you talk to him? Well, Prince Charles, he speaks to the plants. Did you speak to him?
I care about the plants now. But the other thing that's really winding me up, and I'm going to buck it into the skip if I go back today and it's the same thing. I've got a bird table. And I have
not
filled
this again.
That bird table
nope.
with seed.
Right.
And the birds won't take it. They haven't touched it, Jim. Not a peck.
Why not?
I don't know.
I doubt you're putting the wrong stuff out for them, Stephen.
I don't know.
You get wild nuts for them. Listen, Stephen, I want to see you to a lovely place for the weekend.
Yes.
It's called Dunfanaghy.
Yes.
In County Donegal, about an hour and a half from your district.
Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful part of the country. You can do whatever you want to do down there. You can horse ride. You can fish.
Horse ride?
Yes. Horses.
No,
you
no,
can
no.
play golf. You can just relax. And there's so many places down around there. For a beautiful weekend.
People are quite strange who ride horses, aren't they?
Do you think so?
Yes.
I'm allergic to horses. Do you know I went to uni gym to get a job in here and this is, you're talking about standing in your boxers looking at your posies?
I was.
Why?
Because I've suddenly taken an interest in flowers.
But what has sparked this interest?
I don't know. There's something crazy going on in my head. And this weekend, I never take time off Five Live. I'm taking this weekend off.
You're never
and
there.
I never tour around the island of Ireland.
You could get a caravan.
And I'm going to do it. No.
Why not get a caravan? Then you could take that with you and you've always got somewhere to stay.
Very weird people have caravans.
No, they're
very
not.
Very weird. There are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
It's deeply unfair to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, none of this will actually happen.
Squeeze up.
What's it in your boxers watching
squeeze
TV?
Squeeze up about five people squeezed in their little tin box. Caravans would make me book. Bobby, and he spelled fast. Good morning, Bobby.
Stephen, I'm listening to you.
Yes.
Well, I said to go down the west coast, down the cliffs of Moher.
The cliffs of Moher?
Yes.
Where's that?
M-O-H-A. It's on the west coast. We'll tell you, if you look it up on the computer, it'll tell you exactly where it is.
I wonder, should we put on a little bus and bring some...
Yeah, so I'll go with you in the bus. There's no doubt about that. I'm planning on going down there within the next week or two.
Bring some of the only problem is I don't talk to people.
Bobby, the problem is he wouldn't turn up. The bus would be a wheelbarrow. He would be 3 hours late and then he wouldn't want to talk to you whenever you got there.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Stephen, first and foremost, I'm your ex-milkman.
Are you?
Your mum's ex-milkman.
Oh, you know, I bet this man could tell some stories about
you. Do you know what happened to my mother and wee Betty? They were in bed.
I met her in Wisebys not so long ago.
She's never out of Wisebys, for goodness sake. That's a bit of a dirty laugh there.
You remember Wade?
I do. Anyway, let's not have this conversation on air.
Go ahead.
But do you know what happened to my mother last week? Her and wee Betty were in Benidorm. Again, this is a true story, right?
Right.
And this could only happen to them. They were out on the balcony in their room, all right? They were in the second floor, third floor, whatever it was, out in the balcony of their room. And they were sitting there talking 10 a dozen, as they do. Right? Talking absolute nonsense. The cleaner came into the room, closed the door of the balcony, and wee Betty and my mother were stuck outside in the balcony. Locked outside. It's true. So what they then had to do was, they were peering over the wall, shouting down to people on the ground, could someone let them out? And all of these Spaniards thought they were drunk.
That's not true.
It's a true story. I got an SOS call from my mother. What could I do here? I said, right? And she said to me that this is true.
A
little thin balcony, Bobby, where my mother says that she was stuck up against the glass. She could hardly move. And the cleaner had locked the door.
Did the cleaner not know she was out there?
But the thing is, wee Betty is about 3'2", right? So she was trying to get peering over this wall to shout down at people. And apparently they were there for 3.5 hours.
No.
They were stuck in the balcony.
I don't believe. Do you believe that, Bobby?
It's a true story.
I'm saying it's possible.
It's possible. These things happen to my mother.
I feel sorry for your mother. She's a lot to put up with. Anyway, enough of this nonsense.
I know.
You're going to end up going nowhere at the weekend. There's another item there ready for
Bobby,
you.
Nice to talk to you.
No problem, Stephen. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Goodbye.
Thank you.